This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hello, my name is Hiroko. I come from Japan. I study English at University of Westminster. And I was working the clothing company in Japan, but I left the company and I came here to study English.
Thank you very much for helping us out with the grammar challenge here, Hiroko. And I'm going to give you something to listen to. And you're going to hear some people talking about Christmas and about what they do at Christmas time. And have a listen. Which of the people does similar things to what you do at Christmas time? Okay, let's have a listen.
What do you usually do at Christmas?
Well, in the morning we open our presents, and at 3 o'clock we have a huge Christmas lunch with turkey and everything.
We just stay at home usually, but in 2004 we went to Venice, just for a change.
We always go to church at midnight, and on Christmas Day we visit our parents. Next Christmas we're going on a cruise.
I don't really celebrate Christmas, but in December I still take a few days off work.
Okay, so we heard four people there talking about what they do at Christmas. Does anybody have a similar Christmas to you?
Maybe first one.
Right, because, okay.
Yeah, because maybe he or she open the present, mm-hmm. and maybe they eat a big dinner.
Right, so you like to have a big dinner at Christmas.
Yes, yes.
Okay, now, this grammar challenge is about prepositions.
Prepositions.
Preposition
means...
Prepositions are small words like at, in, on.
Oh. I'm not good at preposition.
Well, we hope we can make you a little better
okay.
at prepositions. Listen now to Nuala, who's going to tell us a little bit more about these prepositions of time.
Hi. We heard three different prepositions: at, in, and on. We use these prepositions when we're talking about time, but we use each one with different time expressions. Listen again.
In the morning. At 3 o'clock.
In 2004.
At midnight. On Christmas Day.
In December.
We use at for times of the day. At 7:30. At midnight. At sunset. At breakfast time.
At 3 o'clock.
At midnight.
We use on for days and dates. On the 5th of June. On Tuesdays. On Saturday morning.
On Christmas Day.
We use in for longer periods of time, like months, years, seasons. In April. In 1987. In the winter of 76.
In 2004.
In December.
Finally, there are some time expressions that don't take any prepositions at all. Words like next, last, today, tomorrow, or yesterday.
Next Christmas, we're going on a cruise.
That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
That was Nuala telling us about those prepositions at, in, on, and also sometimes no preposition. Okay, Hiroko, now it's time for your grammar challenge. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to say a sentence with a bleep in it, and then at the end of it, if you can tell me which preposition to use. Is it in, on, at, or maybe no preposition? Okay. Let's meet 7 o'clock.
Let's meet at 7 o'clock.
Well done. Excellent. She was born 1985.
She was born in 1985.
Well done. He always goes on holiday. July.
He always goes to holiday on July.
Not on.
Oh, in July.
In July, okay. Try the sentence one more time.
He always goes on holiday in July.
Excellent, well done. We're going to France next weekend.
We are going to France next weekend.
Excellent, no preposition there. Well done. I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Excellent, no preposition there. I'll meet you 8 o'clock. Monday morning.
I'll meet you at 8 o'clock on Monday morning.
Excellent. Very well done. Congratulations on your grammar challenge.
Thank you.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.